somebody kiss. Somebody creep around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on the limb. Somebody creep around 2 a.m. And there's somebody drunk in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. She'll sign it immediately, says Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, of the bill passed today that repeals the state's Civil War-era abortion ban.
This is something that is motivating voters up and down the ballot because Arizonans are outraged about the government and politicians and their personal health care decisions.
This is Florida's six-week abortion ban went into effect today. Remaining closed for the second day in a row, Portland State University, a group of protesters refusing to leave a campus library, demanding the university sever ties with Boeing, claiming it provided weapons to Israel. Former whistleblower who worked as an auditor at Spirit AeroSystems, the company that makes the 737 fuselage, has died 2 weeks after getting an infection. Seattle Times reports Joshua Dean was fired a year ago after he alleged serious and gross misconduct by senior quality management. A section of a highway collapsed after heavy rains in southern China. Many deaths. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus Wednesday morning. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 in the morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties with Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings programs, but not Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Country.
I wouldn't do just to give you that. How someone
Jansen is done. My name is Penrod, and I'm just getting started. Thanks for popping in on this second day of May. We can celebrate brothers and sisters today. I got one of each, so hi to both of them. They're not listening now. They're sleeping.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. It was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. The sky was showing no signs of rain.
Radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
People gave up the drinking, and now they're onto the wacky weed, the devil's lettuce. You know, Mary Jane, marijuana, and the Biden administration is moving to reclassify weed as a less dangerous drug, but that does not make it legal nationally for recreational use. It would change it from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3, which means it will go along with the substances of like codeine, ketamine, anabolic steroids, testosterone, things like that. So it's still illegal. You just now get a slap on the wrist for it, I guess. I don't know.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky here in the overnight with upper 30s by sunrise. Light at variable winds across the area. On Thursday, showers developing. East winds just a bit on the breezy side. Afternoon highs will top out in the middle 50s. Currently 38 degrees.
It's the country you want. I'm gonna be. From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Going on in this town to keep me busy. I've been running around up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, find the city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the
98QCountry.com.
She's more than just a pretty face and a late night ball. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss.
One piece of fried chicken hit her in the back. Didn't sound like she was hurt, but it did leave, quote, debris and food on her shoulders. And I bet you left a grease stain on her shirt. So don't hit your sister and don't throw chicken at her.
Listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Need it.
runs on dreams and gasoline, and that old highway holds a key. It's got a
thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me.
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't kick a bison. I think that's how it goes. A 40-year-old drunk idiot was arrested after kicking a bison in the leg at Yellowstone National Park. You know it's not going to go well if you kick a bison, because guess what? The bison kicked back. Now the man's not only been arrested, but he's also being treated for minor injuries at the hospital. Luckily, it's just minor, because that bison could have kicked him hard in the leg and busted his femur or something like that. Never kick bisons. I don't know if that was part of the song or not, though.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive, HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky here in the overnight with upper 30s by sunrise. Light at variable winds across the area. On Thursday, showers developing. East winds just a bit on the breezy side. Afternoon highs will top out in the middle 50s. Currently 38 degrees.
Today's best country.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, y'all? It is your boy, General.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98 Q Country. 98QCountry.com.
She was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door.
stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance off the rug? Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone.
You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know.